What is behind the surprise Saudi decision to provide $3 billion worth of military aid to the Lebanese army? The announcement of this decision was recently made by Lebanese President Michel Sulaiman after Saudi King Abdullah and French President François Hollande apparently agreed on the issue during their summit in Riyadh. The deal says Paris is to play the role of the military supplier, while Riyadh will take care of the financing.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has decided, following ongoing contacts, to offer exceptional support to the Lebanese army of $3 billion, which would allow the military to buy newer and more modern weapons.
So far, no one has mentioned that the military aid could be used to deter Israel. Moreover, Israeli officials have not made any objections to this announcement. Hence, the logical widespread conclusion is that this step targets Hezbollah. In a recent visit by Sulaiman to Riyadh, the Saudi monarch reportedly called for the Lebanese army to stop Hezbollah from joining the fight in Syria. Many experts believe that this is a Saudi reaction to the role Hezbollah has played in thwarting Riyadh's agenda of toppling Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
They are trying to posit the Lebanese army against Hezbollah, and it seems Saudi Arabia is going all the way in the region, whether in Iraq, Syria or Lebanon. Obviously, Saudi Arabia feels now it is cornered.
Saudi Arabia's Lebanese allies in the March 14 movement appear to confirm this view, with members of the movement describing this declaration as a blow to Hezbollah. Meanwhile, the designated supplier of the military aid, France, is believed to be the main force behind the recent EU decision to blacklist the so-called military wing of Hezbollah. Saudi Arabia is eager to escalate its campaign against Hezbollah, perhaps showing Washington that it can seek support elsewhere. France, meanwhile, welcomes a $3 billion package, which it views could help boost its austerity-hit economy. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.